For 1 week every September, the streets of Cincinnati become music lovers' paradise at Midpoint Music Festival, or just Midpoint, as we call it these days, when they take over. Four main stages, plus all kinds of smaller performances, jams, sessions, swapping licks and sharing stories at area clubs, food trucks, vendors. Autumn is in the air. It's the place to celebrate contemporary music and just maybe find your next favorite band. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Dio. My guest is Rick McCarty, festival organizer for the last couple of years. Rick, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You look surprisingly calm for a guy that's got a huge event coming up in a couple of days.
Well, that's sort of my job all the time. Not just when Midpoint's going on, but all the time. So I'm used to it by now.
You weren't born a festival organizer.
Good Lord, I hope not. No, not at all. Not at all.
And you weren't born in Cincinnati either.
No. I grew up on the East Coast, and I came to school at Xavier, and I made a lot of good friends and got involved in the music scene. And when I was done with school, I decided to stay here because the cost of living was so manageable and there were so many other things going on that I was enjoying. So I've just really enjoyed it ever since I've been here.
You got into the music scene as a player?
Yes.
Drummer?
Yep.
Do you still get to play?
Yes. Yeah, not as much as I'd like, but still pretty active.
Is this year's festival a little bit shorter than the past? It's just 2 days now?
It is, yes. We eliminated the Friday because of some logistical issues with the location, but we tried to make it as jam-packed in those 2 days as we possibly could. So it's still a whole lot of entertainment, even though it's just in that two-day window.
And I guess this would be a good point to say what 2 days they are coming Saturday and Sunday, September 23rd and 24th.
Right.
Gates open when?
Right? 2 o'clock each day, and the first band will start, 2:30 or so, give or take, on each day.
And it's in a new location again this year.
Yes.
Another move.
Yes. Yep.
Where will we find Midpoint?
It's centered in the Masonic Center, which is actually the building between Broadway and Sycamore on Fifth Street that the Taft Theater is a part of. So it will incorporate the Taft Theater stage, the ballroom at the Taft stage, then the Masonic Cathedral, which is inside the Masonic Center proper, and the Masonic Ballroom, which is also on that side of the building. I think a lot of people just are not very familiar with the Masonic Center as an entity, what it is, what it houses, what they do. But the Taft is actually just part of that structure of the Masonic Center.
So it's like an entire city block.
Yeah, it's that building literally is that whole city block. It's multi-leveled. Some of it's underground. They host all kinds of events from wedding receptions to private parties, fundraisers, corporate events. Your average music fan probably is not very familiar with the actual inside of the Masonic Center.
I'm a lifelong Cincinnati, and I didn't know the name of that building until about, 15 or 20 years
ago. It's very
as well.
Cool, though. It's a really cool, the architecture is incredible. All the details inside are really cool. So I think people are going to be pretty surprised what a neat facility it is when they get in there if they haven't been there before. But the last show I'm aware of that they did indoors at the Masonic Center was the Music Now Festival, I think 2 years ago when the Punch Brothers played there. So that's a good example of the last show that was there.
Stages inside and out this year?
This year, they're all going to be indoors. There's two inside the Masonic Center and two inside the Taft Theater. But there's, in addition to being able to just walk from one door next door to the other front door, there's going to be some egress ways on the interior that, again, people wouldn't even realize existed because they're never usually opened up to the public.
That's a really big change.
Yeah.
It takes the street festival vibe a little bit away from it.
Honestly, in one way or another, I've been very involved / aware of this event since its inception so long ago. So, I mean, I remember when it was just in Over the Rhine before any real established businesses were there to support it in Over the Rhine. I remember when it moved to expansive locations like Northside and Newport, Kentucky. Then it came back and was condensed more in Over the Rhine when City Beat took it over and they started to use Washington Park. So it's always been in flux. It's always had location changes. It's always shuffled around because real estate downtown is such a difficult commodity to be in control of to any extent. So it's not the easiest thing to do to produce an event like this on a scale like this in an area like this, which is why it's always had sort of a life of its own bouncing around from spot to spot.
Do you feel like you finally got the location right?
I mean, it feels good. You never really know until you actually do it. We've only had a handful of events at the Taft where we've had actual performances in the ballroom and the theater on the same night. There's a lot of things you have to consider because when you have one band playing on one stage, you can hear it in the other room. So those kinds of things are things that we have to be very aware of in the planning. A lot of people ask us, you know, why did you put this band to play this time here and this band there? Those kinds of things happen in that building where you have to be aware of who's playing in which room when, because sometimes you'll be able to hear it in the other spaces depending on where you are. So it's just really complicated in that way. But I feel like the proximity of all the rooms, people are going to really dig it when they get there, because it's so easy to get from one place to another. And they'll be able to really probably see more of the event on the whole than they may have before.
Talking to Rick McCarty, he is the festival organizer for this weekend's Midpoint Music Festival, September 23rd and 24th at the Masonic Center, downtown Cincinnati. Even though the stages are inside, there are still some street closures involved or not?
It's not street closures, but there'll be some food trucks vendors on Fifth Street outside the entrances to the Masonic Center and the Taft Theater. So there'll be some beverage trucks, food vendors out there. So if you're meandering around, there'll still be some activity outside. There'll be also some beverages and food vendors on the interior as well, along with Shake It Records is going to have a presence over the record fair. The guys at the Creative Design Studio, Powerhouse Factories, they organized a poster show that'll be an exhibition of all these different designers and screen printers that will have all these things to show you there. So there'll be a lot of different stuff going on inside and outside.
And of course, all of this information will be available on the Midpoint website, and you can link to that through our website, WVXU.org. And I guess you have to have, as Paul Simon would say, you got to have a wristband, man.
Yep.
And that wristband will get you into any show, any exhibit.
As long as you have the wristband, you'll be able to access all the different stages whenever you want. Obviously, capacity permitting in each one, but it should be a lot more manageable in that regard, because all the performance spaces are a little larger than, say, they were 3, 4, 5 years ago. So there's a lot less of an issue of, you know, showing up to see such and such band and, oh, the room's at capacity, so I can't get in. Those are the kinds of things we heard before as things that hopefully could improve moving forward with the event. That's why we've been striving to have it in a setting where you could actually experience more of it without feeling like, oh, I'm going to have to run from this part of town over to this part of town. And by the time I get there, will I be able to get in, or will I have to stand in line? But then I'll miss the next thing I want to go to. So the logistics of it from a fan perspective, I think, are a lot more friendly in that respect.
So let's get to the fun stuff. Who's playing?
The big headliner we have is Walk the Moon. They're coming back for the first time in over 2 years to play in Cincinnati. They're going to have a new single coming out, I think, Friday. And then their new album's going to be out later in the fall in a couple months. Then you'll be seeing a lot more of them again. But we're really excited to have them come back. They haven't played Midpoint, I think, since 2010. So that's going to be really cool to see them. Some other great bands like Broken Social Scene, who their new record, I think, first record they put out in about 8 years. So it's really cool that they'll be back. I can't even remember the last time they played in Cincinnati. That was the other goal. It's so difficult in the festival landscape now, but we try to have it be unique from the musical perspective, especially. We don't want it to just be, oh, it's those bands that are playing at this or this or that, any of the millions of other festivals going on around the country, especially in this part of the country. So that's always my biggest challenge, is trying to figure out who can do it that's not already being exposed at those other events, you know, in the year. But the New Pornographers, they're going to be back for the first time in a long time. That's going to be great. Their new record's excellent. Bad, Bad, Not Good. The Filthy Friends, which is a new project featuring members of Sleater-Kinney and Peter Buck from REM, which is great. I can't wait to see them live. Their stuff's really cool. No Name, who's a great young MC from Chicago. She's just blowing up right now. There's a whole slew of good young local talent like Jeremy Pinnell, Young Heirlooms, a really cool band called Brat Curse from Columbus, Swarming Branch, all these smaller up-and-coming bands maybe you haven't had a chance to see before. I mean, there's almost 60 artists performing over the 2 days, so it's quite a mix of sounds and styles and approaches, and a little something for everybody, I think.
60 artists on 4 stages, not to mention all of the periphery stuff that's going on in the community around there.
Yeah.
I know you weren't one of the original founders of the event, but like you said, you've been with it for a long time. And I think when Midpoint first came around, the vibe was that it was going to be a little bit like South by Southwest in the sense of exposing some new talent. What kind of a balance do you have to achieve to make enough money and sell tickets? You know, they can't all be the next big thing.
Right.
So what's the thought process when booking something this massive?
Well, I can only speak from my experience, but I mean, I know Bill and I know Sean. I knew them when they started it. Obviously, the economics that you're talking about, that was a big part of why they ended up selling it. That's just the reality of it. They probably started running into the same kind of problems we ran into with access to real estate. Once Over the Rhine really started to grow and improve, and there were a lot more really grounded businesses occupying the real estate at that time, it just became more challenging. I know from our perspective, we start at the top. I kind of try to the Walk the Moons, the Band of Horses, the bands like that. You try to start at the top with a name like that that you can kind of anchor the event around. And then you have the freedom to play with more, maybe slightly lesser known artists, independent artists, regional artists, local bands, stuff like that, which I think is the key to keeping the ethos of the event together, which is what we want to do. We don't want this to become just like this or like that, or it's just programmed like this other event is. I mean, I think it's still got a unique feel because it does have its roots in the local community. There are plenty of opportunities for local artists, and we strive to make sure that that continues as much as we can.
What about your sponsors now? Do you sort of have to handpick who you allow to be part of this brand?
A little. I mean, you always want to be aware of who you're working with in that regard. There are plenty of sponsors we've said no to because it's just not the right fit. It may not be the right audience, not just for us, but really for that company. But the sponsors we're working with now are all people that worked with us last year that were really excited to come back, like Skyline, Cincinnati Bell Technologies, you know, the more local Cincinnati companies, Rheingeist, smaller Cincinnati companies like that. So, I mean, all those folks worked really hard with us last year. They were really interested to see this continue, and they wanted to come back in a strong way this year. So, yeah, without people like that, it becomes really challenging. So we're really thankful to have them on board again.
Is there ever a doubt that it's going to come back? Is it something you have to revisit every year?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like everything else we do, we always evaluate everything on an annual basis. So this certainly is not a guarantee of anything. It never is. It wasn't last year. It's not this year. And that's the way it was when Bill and Sean started. I mean, they worked with a shoestring budget and they had very little resources behind them. So frankly, the town's lucky that they fought and worked as hard as they did when it started to keep it going as long as they did. And the same with City Beat. When they took it over, they did the same thing. They invested a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of energy, and they kept it going for a really long time. You'd be hard-pressed to find a lot of festival events anywhere in the country that have lasted almost 20 years like this. So it's always evolving, but at its core, hopefully it can continue a little longer, at least. I hope so.
Our guest is Rick McCarty, the festival organizer for Midpoint Music Festival, taking place downtown Cincinnati this Saturday and Sunday, September 23rd and 24th. Gates open at 2 o'clock each day. Any ground rules they want to toss out there real fast, things we need to know?
There's nothing really unusual, but you can still get two-day passes and VIP passes until noon on Wednesday, then the sales are cut off for those. There will still be single day tickets available after that. You can walk up and buy a ticket the day of the show you want to attend. But yeah, you just need to get a wristband and then you'll be able to access all that stuff as you want to. You'll be able to come and go. So, you know, just bring a positive attitude and be interested to experience some new things. And I think you'll have a blast.
No Debbie Downers allowed, huh?
No.
They endeavor to embrace today's emerging artists with the same spirit employed by Cincinnati's celebrated musical pioneers who have always reached for something new. It's September 23rd and 24th, Midpoint Music Festival, downtown Cincinnati, 5th Sycamore Broadway and beyond. For a link to more information about this year's Midpoint Music Festival, visit our website, wvxu.org. Been talking to Rick McCarty. Thanks for your time, Rick. I'm sure
you've got a
list of about 12,000 things to do.
Thanks for having me.
Try and get some rest. I doubt you'll have much time later this week.
That's next week.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.